Place Melter is underway in Sudbury. It's an annual theater festival that features new work by artists from Northern Ontario and other parts of Canada. The idea is to showcase stage writing that's in production to help develop shows. An important part of the festival is the opportunity for playwrights to learn from renowned Canadian artists. Governor General award-winning playwright Colleen Murphy is leading a masterclass called Regional Women Write, Writing Drama. And she joins us live in studio to tell us about it. Hi there, Colleen.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit more about your role at this year's Place Melter.
Well, this year I'm giving a master class for about 10 playwrights. So we do 4 hours today. Well, we did it. And 4 hours, actually 5 hours tomorrow. So what a master class is basically they bring their work and we read it out loud and I make observations. And I kind of offer my experience to them to help them develop their play even more. And that's basically my job.
So what have you thought about what you've heard so far?
Oh, it's all good. It's all really good. I mean, we had four this morning, and it was really, every subject was interesting, different, dramatic, exciting characters, good conflict.
So what kinds of things do you like to impart upon these playwrights when you're in this masterclass with them?
Well, I like to encourage people. I also like to share my experience for real, not just like tell stories. I like to share what I've learned because I'm a self-taught playwright. Hmm. I never studied it. So I love to impart some of those things. Whether the person, you know, takes it or not, that's fine. It's up to them. But I find that very rewarding that I can offer what I think is a little gem and they can take it.
How crucial is that group experience with a master leading the way for aspiring playwrights?
Well, you know, playwrights is about live theater. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, face-to-face with people. So I think working face-to-face all together is really, really, really important because that's what theater is.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of the talent from Northern Ontario in general that you've been working with?
Well, you know, I grew up in Northern Ontario, so I'm biased. I think there's some really good talent here. And I think that, you know, it's one of the things in Canada that the larger centers have all the money and all the development, and the smaller centers don't. So it's often more difficult to develop the talent that's already here and move those playwrights into a position where their plays will be performed.
So once they wrap up with you tomorrow, what's next for them?
Well, they keep writing. They keep making the piece better.
And that can take as long as it needs, I guess, eh?
You know, listen, writing a play, it can take years. It can take 2 years. It can take 5 years. It's a long process. It's not like television writing when you're looking at 6 weeks and a very hard deadline. Mm-hmm. Plays are a little bit different.
And plays are more evolutionary too, right? They can be reimagined from stage to stage and so on.
They can. They grow and develop. You often do workshops with actors and then wait a year and work on it and then do another workshop. So yeah, they evolve over time. Some plays come faster than others. Some take a long time.
And taking a little bit of a step back and looking at the wider Place Melter experience as a whole, how crucial is something like this to the theater community in Northern Ontario?
I think it's very crucial. I think it's very exciting that Place Melter, that Lisa comes up here with Place Melter and compels playwrights from the region to get involved, to bring their work forward, and to have a platform on which to not only discuss it and read it, but to also potentially produce it. So I think it's amazing.
It's potentially pretty exciting, right?
Yeah.
So, Colleen, this isn't your only visit to Sudbury this month. You're going to be back soon for another event. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I'm going to... I have written a play based on the Battle of the Plains of Abraham, which I am putting on at STC for one day, May 18th, Saturday at 2 p.m. And yes, I know it's a holiday, but this is a one performance only of a huge play with 19 actors and 12 animals, life-size papier-mâché animals, basically reenacting the 4 months leading up to the Battle of the Plains of Abraham. It's in English and also in French, and it looks at British characters, French characters, Indigenous characters. It's a huge, important event in Canadian history. Maybe we don't talk about it anymore. Maybe we don't even know that much about it. But dramatically, it's very exciting, and we all live under the shadow of this of this battle.
And the production itself sounds pretty epic. How much work goes into putting that all together?
A lot of work and a lot of people and a lot of research.
Yeah, so we're talking years, I guess, right?
Well, I've been working on it now for almost 2 years, which is, for me, a very short time for such a massive play. In fact, it's so massive, it's 5 hours. We're only going to do part one on Saturday because it's so huge.
Oh, wow. So, Colleen, before we let you go, are there any messages you'd like to impart upon aspiring artists who might be listening here in Northern Ontario?
Well, I would like to say I think playwriting is a great, great profession. And I think live theater is the most exciting art in the world. So if anyone out there has an idea for a play, do not hesitate. Do not watch television. Take your pen, take your paper, and write it.
Excellent advice. Colleen, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Colleen Murphy is an award-winning playwright, screenwriter, and film director, and she was in Sudbury this week to lead a masterclass at the Play Smelter Theatre Festival.